All right, good morning, Be Alert News family. This is Leon Benjamin, husband, father, pastor, Navy combat veteran, former congressional candidate, and there's a whole lot that's going on right now. Lover of this country, of our Constitution, flag, and the great American people that live in this wonderful, great experiment called the United States of America. Today, of course, as you know, it's 9/11. I know, this is probably one of the toughest, one of them, not the only one, toughest days to go through in remembering all the lives that were taken. Why did so many people have to die in 9/11? Well, we're going to talk about it today, and we're going to spread some light and some hope. I got a very special guest that's going to be with me today, a dear friend, Apostle Tony Princely, and it's going to be good because we're going to talk about how we move from death to life, how we change things around in America, and why it is so much needed right now for hope. We'll be right back after a few short messages from our sponsor.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
All right, we're back. And look, thank you all so much for being a part of our Be Alert News family. We are so excited as we're going into the last quarter of this year. Can you believe it? And look, this day, without a shadow of a doubt, is one of the days that we will probably forever remember and never forget. All of those hashtags you probably see out there with Be Alert. And you go onto the social media, never forget, remembering 9/11. Why so many deaths? Why that tragedy had to hit our very own land, the United States of America? Well, I believe it is a sign, a signal that we still need to look up again, and we need to believe that we have something more than just material things in this country. And we have also one of the greatest economic engines in this country through capitalism and also through the understanding of our faith. Now, how come so many deaths? I couldn't tell you, but thank God for Brighteon. Brighteon TV has allowed us to just talk about issues. This is the platform right here where we can talk about things without censorship. Now, you can support us. Go to brighteonstore.com and you can support us. Put in the code BEALERT and any of the products that you get, you're not only supporting the platform of Brighteon, you're supporting Be Alert News so that we can come and talk about whatever we want to talk about without worrying about censorship. And look, one of the things that we have that is going on right now is that somebody is trying to pull the wool over our eyes as far as what's really happening in all the areas, whether it be government, whether it be education, whether it be family structures, whether it be social media, it does not matter. Even religion, yes, that's right. And even in our economy, the gas is up. Have you seen it? Almost $4 where I am. Probably more. My guest that is going to be with me today, Tony Princely, I am excited to have him because he's out in California and the gas is probably, what, $6? Might probably over $5 over there. But Tony Princely, I'm going to read a little bit about him. Tony Princely is a presiding overseer of Whole Life Ministries International, Rainer's Bible Institute, and Marketplace Pastors Network in the Americas and the Caribbean. Affectionately known as The Messenger, he was called to ministry in 1997 in his native land of Ghana, West Africa, and later transitioned to the UK, later moved back to the United States and served in many ministries, helping in building nonprofit charity organizations, churches, and businesses as a resource center for the community. Now, his focus, and I love this, his focus on international business diversities and trade has brought great balance in his approach on business development. As a result, has encompassed his understanding on collaboration. Now, this is very important. And implementation for business strategies, plans, procedures, and executes on comprehensive goals for the performance and growth. Now, he's also founder of one of the largest online shopping malls as a tool to help combat homelessness. I love this. With our veterans, single parenthood programs. And so we're going to put up a couple of websites in a short minute. But Tony, how are you, my friend? How's it going over there in California?
Man, it's like you said, the gas is up and it's always going to be up. And within even our state, there is three diversities of pricing when it comes to where you live in California. Obviously, the Southern California costs more. The Northern California might be a little cheaper. Maybe the other spheres might be a little bit different pricing up and down.
What is the price right now in California for the gas?
It's about right now $6.54. Yes.
Wow.
The average, you know, yeah.
We're living in some precedent times where things are not what they should be. And they definitely are not what it used to be. And there's some things, of course, on this date. I don't know where you were on 9/11, but I was sitting at home working night shift, just got out, you know, the post office, you know, got off work, and I'm watching TV, and I'm thinking I'm watching a movie. I'm like, what is going on here? Planes are running into buildings. If Hunter can put up one of the videos, I mean, all of a sudden I'm hearing, you know, another plane. I'm like, what is going on? And hitting our World Trade Center. This is so ridiculous. I cannot believe I was watching this, and my children are little in school, and now I have to go get them because now all emergency alerts are going off. And where were you on 9/11?
To be honest with you, Actually, I was in a friend's home. We had just finished prayers, and I think we were there around 5 o'clock in the morning. So we decided to just hang around and see what's going to happen in the day. And then we were all in the kitchen trying to figure out what to eat for breakfast. And then, boom, the whole thing went out. And then everybody said, did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? News. I didn't think it was actually real. I thought it was maybe one of these movies, you know, going on. And then one of our guys was like, no, this is real on my phone, you know. So we turned on the phone. Immediately we started praying as the plane coming back and forth within those Twin Towers. You know, it's sad. It's sad that it did happen. But for whatever reason, you know, it really propelled a lot of wake-up call for believers. It brought us the awareness of how important it is to stay up in prayer and be in communication with God, because whether we like it or not, we are in the battle until Jesus comes. So we have to keep on fighting, keep on praying spiritually, keep on, you know, equipping ourselves with all these news and with all these things that are happening in the world, for us to be able to know what is happening and pray accordingly, you know. And this is why it was strategic, because it was out of prayer we birthed all these ideas. And with 9/11 hitting, we were able to innovate. Innovation actually started in the midst of prayer for us at that day, because we wanted to find out what we can do to bring balance in terms of what we have to do as a ministry, or as a denomination that is focused on balanced approach with our belief and also with our community. So, I mean, it was a very intricating, very devastating for a lot of families and friends that some of them had in New York and all that. But you know what? At the end of the day, we all say, you know what? That was a sacrifice. But we will never forget that day. That is a reminder for us to always keep ourselves in prayer, knowing that God is still good, and whatever happens will happen for a good reason. And today, look at us. We are all here by the grace of God, still going for God and still, you know, remembering that day. It looked like yesterday. I can still remember those Twin Towers. I can still remember that it never, you know, even with that new tower built, it still does not replace what happened. We will always remember it, because this is the nation we live in. We are good fighters. We will come back. We will rebuild and move forward. But what we need to do the most is to learn from it and to innovate. This is what I sustain this country moving forward to make things, go the way it's going. Today, you know, I would say we are more aware and alert, and probably, I think, maybe we were too relaxed as to what we are doing. We were too comfortable, and sometimes God allows these things to wake us up as a nation, as a kingdom, and as a people. We need to wake up, knowing that it's not all that easy everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Even though we experienced that little in that impact in New York, other places around the world are going through this almost every day, and it's devastating for children, women, families scattered all over. I mean, we had a little bit taste of what it's really going on, and I believe that this was a wake up call for us to be able to stand strong, get together, and know that God is reminding us, as comfortable as we were still on his right-hand side, preparing us to meet the needs of other people out there that are struggling every single day, are devastated every single day, you know, being the fact that we are the light and to lead the way and helping other countries.
Let me ask you a question, because one of the things that happened, because it hit the economy, those Twin Towers represented something. That was just not any towers. That represented a economic center for the United States, and not just the United States, but around the world. It was called the World Trade Center. So the economy, obviously, our enemies understand without a shadow of a doubt that if we can destroy the economy of a nation, that nation becomes susceptible to ideas that may not, that truly may not be a part of our value system. We went into an alert system. I used to be able to run through the airport, all right? But after 9/11, we had to go through security checks, which now meant we had to give up more of our freedom, more of our, you know, our ability to go where we want to go and do what we want to do. And I think they even got to the point where the security system could now listen to your phone calls. I mean, all kinds of things because of the 9/11. But one thing I love about what you said was it also made us innovative so that we could create things. Now you're from Ghana, from West Africa, but you started to get into business in a way that is so awesome for churches, for nonprofits, for organizations. That prayer led to something, because I know we met maybe about what? Maybe 7 years ago. And you were deep into marketplace ministry. I like to call people like you that are in church, but in the marketplace, a marketplace minister with the emphasis on building kingdom in the earth. And I love the ideas. Let's talk a little bit about this mall, because how did you come up with the Kingdom Mall? What was that for?
Well, we know for a fact that the kingdom is, I mean, let's start for a fact. America is number one consuming nation around the world. Our number one consuming nation. We consume a lot, and we consume more than any other country. Yeah, we don't produce. However, it makes no sense. But this is what it is. And then we figured out maybe a third of that consumption is from the kingdom of God. I mean, I'm saying the church of God, which consume almost everything, you know, from business to spiritual products, whatever we wanted to call it. So we decided, since there's already shopping malls out there, there was Amazon out there and all that, you know, going on, the kingdom itself are shopping outside from the world, yet we go back to the kingdom and we always have to go and ask for donations and ask for resources from the world to help the kingdom. When we can now shop within our kingdom, and then the proceeds or the benefit goes back to the kingdom building facilities and kingdom expansions and things like that. So we came out of that idea of, okay, if 3% or a third of the shopping, expenses is coming from the kingdom, why not the kingdom shop within the kingdom to sponsor the kingdom goals and ministries out there, helping out outreaches and ministries that needed real help that we can help. So that's how we came up with the Kingdom Mall. And out of the Kingdom Mall, obviously, we also came out with our own cryptocurrency and different things that we are doing to be able to help. You know, the whole point is to, you know, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid on the just. And that this is how I believe it. To get anything from the wicked, we got to solve a problem. The wicked has problems. I mean, the world has problems. We cannot just go and ask for them to give us money all the time. Obviously, this is what we got to do. It's an exchange. So we need to come to a place of realization, hey, if they have a problem and we need their money, what do? We exchange. We solve their problems. They give us the money and we build a kingdom. And that's exactly what we need to do to be able to help expand our kingdom and to solve the world in both worlds. You know, solving problems spiritually, solving problems, you know, financially, solving problems in our kingdom as well. Instead of always being at the end of a bigotry and always asking for hands out, let's create, let's innovate, let's cause a wake-up call within our kingdom to be able to produce and sell it to the world. And because they need that help, and they need innovation and resources and services, let's produce and serve them. By doing that, they will pay for it, and in an exchange, we get the resources we need, the funds we need to do what we got to do. So that's what I believe in.
Well, I saw the website. It's KCIMall.com. I don't know if Hunter can pull that up. KCI, K as in kite, C as in cat, I as in igloo, mall.com. And I think it's a very creative way to create an ecosystem where not, and I like the way that you said you implemented cryptocurrency. We'll talk about that later on. But you're able so that people can buy products and services and they can use US dollars or they can use cryptocurrency. That is so innovative. I love the idea. But KCI, those that are watching, go to kcimall.com. Check it out, kcimall.com. And you'll kind of see, you know, that we really cannot afford right now to lose hope in what we do here in America. We need products. We need services. We need to be able to buy things without being felt that we can only go to certain places that don't have our values. This is the thing I love about KCI Mall. You can be assured that we're talking about values like family, life, spirituality. It talks about our worship, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're talking about marriage. All of these values. I see you got your family there, so I could not ignore your wonderful kids. Now, they've gotten so big since the last time that we were together. But how important it is to have these values aligned with businesses. Is that important to you?
That is number one importance because it signifies our next baton handing over to the next generation. Our values is as important as our financial stability. You know, we got to put that in perspective. Without values, there is no next generation. You know, and this is what we need to do as a generation or as a people or as a country, bringing values, laying that foundation. It's what has kept America over the years. You know, America has been able to give. America is a giving nation. And that is what has sustained us all over the years. I mean, all over the world in terms of what we've done. Even the bad things we've done us going and kept us from judgment because the values of giving, the values that we've had over the years within this nation. And sometimes I look at the things that we have done as a nation around the world comparing to the judgment that we're supposed to receive, you know, and I look back and God looks back and say, man, the nation has done so much good around the world and in helping and giving and helping and giving. And sometimes it holds judgment back because of the values that we have in place within this country. There are more people here that are more valuable in terms of the character, in terms of the values that we are instilling in the next generation. That is what is sustaining this country. You know, there is still a remnant of good people, good family-oriented people, faith-believing, Bible going church believers who are instilling the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
With the belief that, you know, we still have a nation or a people within the nation that fears God. You know, the Bible says the wisdom of God is exemplified through the transition of good values to the next generation. You know, a good man leaveth an inheritance. It's not just resources, it's good values transitioning
yes.
to the next generation. You know, and that's what is going to keep the next generation going. Good values, you know, because without moral values, this is what we come to. We come to a nation of perversity and lawlessness, which actually attracts judgment. But I believe this country has been held, you know, from a lot of judgment is because there's still a remnant of good people that carries the values over many years and still running and still pushing and still praying and still believing that in the next 25 years, next 30 years to come, we'll be able to have, you know, these generations or these young men and women of God who are still pushing these values to the next third generation. So I believe, you know, God is still moving. There's still a remnant in the land, and this is what is holding back the judgment of God. against this nation because...
Well, look, stop right there because we're going to have to cross over to the other side, man, because what you said is so important because myself being a pastor for 20-plus years and churches need this type of freedom. Churches need this. So we're going to go on the other side. We're going to talk about church organization, church innovation, church structures, and why it's so important. Now, Tony has been involved in helping other ministers, helping other churches develop their church structure. It is so important that we understand. And when we get on the other side, we're going to talk about a very innovative way for churches. If you are a pastor, oh my goodness, or a nonprofit organization, we're going to talk about the way you can now, what we say, dominate, okay? The way that you can now be not just a Sunday goer, but an actual implementation of community activism and community help. Our communities need you right now if you're a pastor or a church. So look, we'll come back on the other side. I got Tony Priestley with me, Kingdom Breakthrough, KC Mall, and Church Break Free. We got some stuff to talk about. Be right back after a very few short messages.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
All right, we're back. And look, we have been talking just about remembering 9/11, but also talking about all the things that happened when we really, really understand how powerful this nation really is. Our economy is not just a regular economy. You got to understand, we have values. We were just talking about that. It's not just based upon making money. It's based upon giving. It's based upon serving. That's just why we love Brighteon. Brighteon TV has been giving and serving, creating a platform for relevant information without censorship. So every time you go to BrighteonStore.com, you are supporting a platform that says, let's talk about it, let's be about it, and let's do something about it. It's a very active, and Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, every time you put in Be Alert, you help us. Put that code in when you go to Brighteon Store. You help us and you help this platform at Brighteon TV remain a relevant platform with all the wonderful shows. You know all the people that you see, Clay Clark and Dr. Stella and many others, Dr. Lee Merritt and so many others, Dr. John Diamond, Michelle Swinnick, so many others, my dear friend, Dr. Mark Sherwood. As a matter of fact, Dr. Mark Sherwood has a program that we've been using for about a year or so, almost 2 years. Go ahead and play that clip.
Here's a nutritional hack anyone can master. Replace a meal a day with our Kingdom Feel.
Or if you're a mosh from the gym, add a shake to your daily meal plan.
Our unique meal shakes are balanced, low glycemic, rich in fiber, 20 grams of clean protein, essential vitamins and minerals, healthy fat, and organic fruits and vegetables.
Kingdom Feel is vegan with a complete amino acid profile.
Bottom line, it's a simple start to a transformed life.
No gimmicks, just results.
Start today.
Yeah, you know, and again, staying healthy is a part of being kingdom. Also, we've been, working with Mike Lindell. I'm telling you, it's going to get good because I think we are on the verge of seeing something dynamically change. So when you go to MyPillow, and of course, Mike Lindell's been fighting in the area of election fraud and all the things that's been going on with our system here. But put in the code BEALERT, go to MyPillow.com, and you are fighting and standing with Mike Lindell, fighting and standing with us in this movement to make sure that we have a free country. Now, everything that we've been talking about, why 9/11? Why so many deaths? Why do we have to maybe shift our focus and being a country now that keeps on giving, but we have to develop new strategies? That's why I have Brother Tony with us. He is a strategist. I'm telling you, innovative strategist. That means if it looks like it's broke, how can we fix it? If it looks like it's not working, how can we get it to work? That's innovation. Well, churches need help. And I'm telling you, my God, for pastoring for so long, churches are in trouble with this economy right now, but there is still hope. Churchbreakfree.com and CBA Management Group, Tony has put together some strategies to help your church or your business, whether it be for-profit, nonprofit, start to think in the way of how can we serve again the community. I got Tony with us today. He is in California with the gas prices at $6 and up. Woo! How do you handle it, man? Tony, how do you handle all of this? These places trying to suck your money out of your bank account. How do you handle it?
Well, this is how I see it. I see it in a different perspective. You know, we don't look at what the price hack look like. What we need to do is to address God. God, give us more money. Give us more ideas. Give us more resources so we can expand. Because we live in this world and things are always going to get, you know, in a very, you know, hard predicament. However, this is why it's imperative to be innovative and not look at the problem, but solve the problem. Bring solutions to the problem. Gas prices are going up. We have innovation going on with different ideologies of trying to bring electric car, EV cars, and different things that, I mean, other innovations are coming up with. Innovators are coming up with. So we believe, don't focus so much on the problem. Focus on how God can bless you with more money. God, I need more money. I need more ideas. I need more problems to solve. So God can increase your wallet. It doesn't really matter how much the cost of gas prices are. Let's find out more ways to make more money. And then, you know what? We just solved two problems with one idea. You know, it's just sad that the prices are going the way it is because America is, the second in the world supplying gas. So we shouldn't have any gas problem. But unfortunately, you know, we live in a communist, there's a way that we've come all these years of taking advantage on other people's resources around the world and not really touching our own as reserves. And it's happened over the years, and this is what has kept this nation going for all these years. And so it's imperative that we take this very seriously when it comes to the economy that is going on in the world right now. What do we have left? The whole world is looking at the United States, looking at, okay, why are we doing what we do? It's because we want to make sure that There is always innovation going on. That's what one of the things that has kept this nation going too, economically. You know, innovating, finding solutions out of the problems. We have so much problems. And there's always going to be more problems coming. But to me, problems are the reasons why we innovate, or we solve problems, or the reason why America has stayed ahead of the curve all over the years. Because when we get hit with problems, guess what we do? We solve it, bring innovation, or we bring solution to the problem, and therefore we keep advancing ahead of the world. And so people are now, other nations are now learning, instead of just screaming at the problem, let's figure out what we got to do to solve the problem. And that's what Church Break Free is all about. To help the church environment, we need to solve the problem that the church has. The church has a problem.
Let me ask you a question, because Church Break Free, I don't know if Hunter can put that site up, churchbreakfree.com, churchbreakfree.com. Why do churches need to not just think on the level of one service or one day a week? Normally that's Saturday. I know some churches go on Sunday, I mean, Sunday, or some go on Saturday. I have a church in Tulsa, we go to church on Thursdays. But why do we need to get away from that mentality that we should be doing more in the community, you know? And what Tony has put together, this church consultation for nonprofit organizations, churchbreakfree.com, has allowed churches to take advantage of all of the programs that are available, not just for Sunday. Where did you get that idea from, Tony? Churchbreakfree.com. Where did you get that from?
Well, Church Break Free started as a resource center for churches due to when the COVID hit. We found a lot of people were struggling to survive, especially churches. The church kingdom was the most struggling community I have ever seen when the COVID hit. And again, I say this to say this, I think it was a wake-up call specifically for the church world to wake up that we were too comfortable in the way we serve God, in the way we handle the kingdom of God. We're too comfortable, dependent on the old system we've used over the years. And so when churches were shut down, or everything was shut down, churches could not survive. They didn't know how to get into the innovative world to be able to keep service going. I mean, today, look at all these churches that did not make it. There were churches that were not innovative. There were churches that were stuck, were not moving forward, were not transitioning with the new trend of technology. The Bible says that knowledge shall increase in the last days. It means that we have to be innovative and adaptive to what is happening, sensitive to what is happening around the world. All the churches that did not make it was because they were stuck with their old ideologies on how to make money, or their dependency was on the church members, or what was dependent on a few group of people that were sponsoring the church. And so when those people were nowhere to be found, or nobody was coming in, they all had to shut up. They all have to be, you know, going off the TV, television, you know. And it's amazing how YouTube or other video platforms has been there over the years, and churches did not take advantage of it. Churches did not even use that platform to be able to show forth, or, you know, do ministry. But when COVID hit, every church, every ministry, new churches, old churches, young churches, small churches, large churches, we're all on YouTube, we're all on these media platforms, social medias. And it's so funny that we were so excited to see churches all over, because I'm tired of seeing, I mean, the internet being flooded with all kinds of nonsense that the kingdom was struggling to get out there. Some churches were calling it a devil, some churches was calling the devil or the devil's instrument. But, you know, as much as we want to see the problem, what solution are we solving to help bring balance within the internet world? today, a lot of new innovative, new pastors, new churches have risen all over the world. Even ministers, small or large ministries, are all on YouTube, social media, everywhere. And people are getting saved on a daily basis because of the new trend of technology. But social media has been there for all these years. We never captivated or caught the moment of waking up that this is the way God wants us to reach more people. You can reach 1,000 people in a single day in your bedroom, in your room, in your house. You don't have to even go to the Bible says go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
How do you preach the gospel? I mean, do you have to fly everywhere? You don't have to. Now you sit at the comfort of your home, wherever you are, and then get on YouTube, get on social media. There's almost 1 trillion of people searching all over the internet. You know, all we got to do is just go there and then put your platform there and start ministering. Today, I was talking to some of our pastors, our network of pastors. They were saying that more givers are online than their practical church.
Tony, you are so excited, and I feel your excitement because I know what a little bit about what you're saying. We put some of our church stuff on YouTube. We get about sometimes anywhere from 20,000 to 25,000 people that watch every service, you know, and that means a whole lot. Kind of break it down into a nonprofit organization. Help those that are viewing right now. Why churches should be taking advantage of all the programs that are going on as far as a nonprofit, whether it's on the, I think you call it the charity side, and then there's also the side where the church structures are doing things, but the community side where they're developing, I think you call it, is it a community center? What are the strategies that you've been using with Church Break Free?
Well, Church Break Free it's a platform for both nonprofits and churches, because nonprofit and churches are two separate entities, obviously. But a lot of churches don't know. The reason why we call it Church Break Free is because a lot of churches don't know they're actually not free as a church. The Bible makes it clear that we have a free constitution from above, which is the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be able to be free church or free organization or free kingdom. However, when this nation was established, obviously, Christianity has gone through the low side, the high side, I mean, gone through a lot just to come to this place of freedom. However, since 1964, it was established in this country that there should be a separation of church and state to give churches the freedom to be able to produce or do whatever they want without government interferences, because we don't want government interfering, intruding on the church's freedom as to what they should do. So a lot of people don't know this, that the church, as we know today as 501c3, is not necessarily so. According to the IRS, a church is automatically truly exempted without 501c3. They don't need 501c3 to be technically a church. If you and I start a church, we don't need their exemption of 501c3. However, though, it's a technical issue. If you want donations from people within their citizenship or within the country or anybody or a donor, you have to have that, that exemption status. That is why a lot of churches were drafted into getting 501c3 exemption status. But when you get that status, you lose your freedom as a church. Now your church is not owned by the government, by the state government, or by the federal government, because 501c3 exemption status simply means that your right, your federal right as a free church, is no more free. That means they will be able to subpoena any of your finances, your structure, the way you set up your ministry. It becomes almost as if your church has become a community center or a charity. Same way, they govern everything that goes along with the charity organization. A church was supposed to be free. So that's why we created Church Break Free, to help churches understand the meaning of 501c3 versus 508c1a. 508 was the original exemption status that was meant for churches to have their freedom to do whatever they want.
Okay, Tony, hold on a second. 501c. Hold on a second right there. So 501c3 is the what they set up for churches, but they're really not free. But then you're saying a 508C1A. What you said, 508C1A. What is the difference between the 508C1A and a 501C3?
501C3 is simply controlled by the government or the state government. 508 is controlled by the church wall itself. That means that 508 has no implications or has no rulership or has no governance from the government world. It was called the Johnson Amendment. It was established in 54 to help churches to become independent. It's a constitutional freedom for our church organization or the church world, because this nation was built by believers, was built by Christians that wanted the churches to be free, you know. But as we go over the years, I mean, the government was intruding on the church for so long, and so they created what we call the Johnson Amendment to give the churches freedom, which is now the 508C1A, for churches to be free to have their free church, have the exemptional status, everything, without the intrusion of the church. The only difference between the 508 and 501C3 is that you cannot get government grants, government-funded grants. That is the only difference. You cannot get government grants, and it's because your church is not subpoenaed or it's not succumbed to the governance of your state or of the federal government. So they don't allow you, since they don't control your ministry or they don't have the right to intrude into your ministry, then therefore you cannot get funding from the government as well. But this is what we created. We started creating this is how we also came up with some innovations to also help the church to also get some of the tax money. We also decided, hey, since the church is supposed to be the light of the world or the light within our community, let's now have a church with a community development center. So you can create your church as a community development center charity separate, which is a 501c3, and then have your church under 508. Now you have a dual citizenship or dual corporations or dual organization, one for your community to be able to receive government grants to do what you got to do, and the other one is for your church to preach and to be free to do what you got to do as a ministry. And this is why 508 is so imperative within the kingdom of God, because we are losing our freedom of religion slowly. And it's unfortunate that a lot of pastors, as we speak, last year, we've been applying there was a grant for securities for churches. And we applied for over 1,600 churches that needed security grants. It's actually a federal grant to provide security for the churches because of the churches being attacked here and there by gunmen or people attacking the churches. So the government issued out a grant. And this is what happened. This is actually happening right now. 1,600 churches were approved. This is a problem, though. Any church member that did not have the 501c3 exemption status was put on hold to receive the money later on. And then 3 months later, they responded and said, hey, since your church is under 508 and it's not a 501c3, before they said it was okay. Now they are saying, because you're not a 501c3 exempted, we cannot give you the grants. So this is what we did.
Wow.
We converted their churches. We converted all their churches 501c3 into a 508 and then released their 501c3 church, converted it into a church. And most of them, I would say about half of them, got it already. And they got the grants. The grant is about
$100,000. I know we're coming to a close, Tony. I want to talk about this mindset, and then I want you to be able to give them your website, contact information, how they can get in touch with you. But just for about 30 seconds, what is this thing about dominion mindset versus this mindset of rapture? No, dominion or rapture? Which one is it, Tony? Dominion or rapture? Got 30 seconds.
Well, I believe we should have, the Bible says we are in this world, but we are not of this world. It's time to leave both worlds. We are in this world, meaning we need to take dominion because we are still here. as long as the church is here, we need to take the advantage of all the resources and all the finances we need. We need affluence. We don't just only need influence. We need affluence. Affluence is having resources. Influence is having our spiritual authority and spiritual, capability to do what we got to do. But affluence is to have the resources to do. That means taking and having dominion on this earth. Without money, without finances, we cannot do anything. Anybody who has influence in this world is because they have affluence. Dominion is having the ability to have resources to do what you got to do that God has called you to do. So we cannot just be out there having our freedom as a church. We need to have affluence. We need to have dominion, financial dominion. So we go out there, we can do what we got to do.
That's it. Look, Tony, last few seconds. How can they reach you? Where can they go to get a hold of you?
Simply go to churchbreakfree.com or go to kcimall.com. You can click the contact or call us on the number. Reach us there or just simply reach Bishop Benjamin and he will connect us to for us to be able to connect or communicate and do whatever you have to do. If you're a church, a ministry, a business, we can help you with all that. Thank you.
All right. Look, you heard it. We'll be praying for everyone. Never forget 9/11. We'll be praying all these families still impacted after 20 something years. My goodness. So let's keep them in prayer. Remembering 9/11. Never forget. But now we have some hope. Churchbreakfree.com, KCIMall.com. Let's help some ministries. Let's help some pastors. Let's help some communities get back in line with the Great Commission. Look, God bless you all. Have a great day. See you next week.